Something very cool is happening on the pop charts these days. There's been an influx of African artists blending the music of Nigeria and Ghana with Western R&B, hip-hop, and jazz. It's called Afrobeats. I just flew in from Miami, Peru, 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 Peru. This is Fireboy DML. His song Peru went to number 2 in the UK when Ed Sheeran added his vocals to a remix. This one's by CK. He's blending English and the Nigerian language Igbo on his song Love Nwantiti. It was a hit in the UK, the US, and Canada. There are so many other Afrobeats artists too, but right now the biggest one in the US is Rema. Another banger, baby, calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, it puts in my heart for lockdown, for lockdown. This is Rema's song, Calm Down. It's been a massive hit. It's the number 5 song in the U.S. right now. And when I asked Rema about the rise of Afrobeats, I learned that he really lives the message of Calm Down because he is a very calm guy.
It's beyond the sound. It's a movement as well. And it's a movement with the youth.
He's spoken that low, quiet voice throughout our entire interview. Rema released Calm Down more than a year ago, but it didn't blow up in the States until pop singer Selena Gomez joined him for a remixed version. Baby, show me you can calm down, calm down.
Dance with me and take the lead now, lead now. I've done a lot of remixes that has never come out, but this one, when I heard it, I was like, yeah, this is it. I feel like it's going to touch the world differently.
And it definitely has. The hashtag Rema Calm Down has more than 117 million views on TikTok. The remix has been streamed more than 900 million times on Spotify. Tomorrow, Rema is playing the iconic Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. And he says Calm Down even shows up in some unlikely places.
I've been in shows where people have it tattooed on their body.
Really? Wow.
Just as a reminder, when life gets pressure and they just look at a tattoo and it just reminds them to calm down, not take things too deep.
Rema's real name is Divine Ikabor. He got his start in music at 17 years old after an Instagram video of him rapping to Deep Prince's Gucci Gang went viral. And I thank God every day because he hold my hand. Oh yeah, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. And I come into the party with a bullet, man. 90 people looking at me, they're like, who the man? For Rema, signing his first record deal meant helping his family. Both his father and his older brother died, and Rema felt a responsibility to provide for the family that remained.
I didn't get in the game on, so I'm happy to be here. I'm meant to be here. I was chosen for it.
His first hit, Dumebi, put him on the map in Nigeria. Calm Down has now made him a worldwide sensation. Rema believes the success of fellow Afrobeats artists will only continue to grow.
We're just asking for the world's attention, you know, because we have much to give.